unsettled markets, getting at inflation by promoting competition, and how to diversify airline cockpits. I'm David Brancaccio. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 608 points, 1.8%. The S&P is down 2.2%. The NASDAQ is down 2.6%, but look at the European indicators. Frankfurt and Paris are each down more than 3%, this with the U.S. telling the families of its diplomats to get out of Ukraine in case Russia moves, and NATO reportedly beefing up forces in case they're needed to support Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Washington Post today is reporting on trade restrictions being considered by the Biden administration against Russia that could limit Russian access to semiconductor chips or other technology. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
I mean, you've seen these European stock indicators, and some of it's coming back across the Atlantic at us. This is geopolitics, Ukraine, Russia.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's a lot of risks to the outlook. Not only do we have monetary policy and fiscal policy becoming less supportive this year, we're now dealing with a very real risk of a war started by Russia. And then, of course, there are implications for China and Taiwan out of this.
And the tradition in recent years has been for U.S. central bankers during times of worry, tension, and market volatility to be there with lower interest rates. It may not be the Fed is here to the rescue this time.
That's right. High inflation gives the Fed less wiggle room to insure us against some of these risks. So we're starting from unacceptably high inflation. The Fed has indicated clearly they're focused on bringing it down through higher interest rates. So, you know, that's going to be the course for now, unless things get much worse. So markets have to grapple with these risks on their own.
Julia Coronado, economist and founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
The White House will hold a second meeting of its Competition Council today that was created to try to cool inflation by going after anti-competitive behavior by companies. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The White House Competition Council is set to give President Biden a progress report today. The official White House schedule says the president will, quote, meet with members of his administration on efforts to lower prices for working families. The council includes Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, plus the secretaries of various other departments, including labor, commerce, agriculture, transportation, and the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS. The White House doesn't control prices. It can only do so much about inflation, but it is trying to increase competition in order to lower prices. For example, HHS has released proposed rules that would allow Americans to buy hearing aids over the counter without a prescription. The Federal Trade Commission has a new policy on the right to repair that would make it easier for, say, iPhone users to fix their phones themselves. And the administration is trying to block mergers that it says would raise prices. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Airlines are clamoring for pilots, and analysts predict a present shortage will get worse in the coming years. High time to train more people who aren't traditionally represented in the profession. Katie Reardon of WKNO reports now that one nonprofit flight school in Olive Branch, Mississippi, is already training a more diverse future workforce in the sky.
beacon light is on.
Instructor Zakiya Percy is helping a student prepare a single-engine Cessna 172 for flight.
Clear prop! Clear prop!
After routine safety checks and a brief taxi, it's go time.
60431 on Branch Town, make left traffic, runway 36, clear for takeoff.
In addition to coaching students, Percy is also logging the airtime she needs to fly for a major airline. As an African-American woman, Percy is demographically underrepresented among aviators, but not where she trains.
Here at Luke Weathers Flight Academy, the female instructors outweigh the male instructors, and that's a gem. It's really not seen at a lot of flight schools and in the airline industry in general.
Nationally, women account for roughly 6% of pilots. Black pilots, about 3%, and under 1% of pilots are Black women.
They're there. They're individuals who want to be in the aerospace industry, but the pathway for them is a difficult one.
Captain Albert Glenn, a retired FedEx pilot, runs the nonprofit Luke Weathers Flight Academy, named after a trailblazing Tuskegee Airman. It was founded by the Organization of Black Aerospace Professionals to help expand opportunities for women and people of color. Pilot training at Luke Weathers cost around $45,000, roughly half the price of some schools. The academy also offers scholarships and gears programming towards teenagers.
If you take a young Black child out and they see a Black pilot or see a Black engineer, they have a different perception when they see that.
And inspiring the next generation can't wait, says Shannon Morrison with the Center for Aviation Studies at Ohio State University. Analysts predict a shortage of thousands of pilots as early as next year due to attrition. Morrison says it's an opportunity for the industry.
At the end of the day, a diverse community, diverse organizations perform better.
And that starts, she says, with building a more diverse pipeline. In Memphis, I'm Katie Reardon for Marketplace.
And today's the official opening of tax season, meaning the IRS will start taking in 2021 returns. The agency's overloaded, and we've been reporting on delays in taxpayers getting their questions answered. Now, if you don't apply for an extension, the tax filing deadline this year is Monday, April 18th. Why not the normal 15th? Well, it's about D.C. observing Emancipation Day the week before. Now, if you live in Maine or Massachusetts, that Monday is Patriots Day, so you get until April 19th. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.